It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
You enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but not a darn question.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Are you excited to be a part of this, TC?
I am very excited.
All right, well, let's listen to the three participants, starting with David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. Now, he's been working this week with John Radigan, filling in for Norm. And he had a tongue twister to deal with because he was talking about trial tweets. Okay? Trial tweets.
What are trial tweets?
Well, that was a story this week because during, I think, the Sterling court case, the judge ordered no tweeting from the courtroom. And you'll hear that from time to time. You know, a judge.
So it's not like somebody new to Twitter sending out trial tweets to see if they can do it.
No, not that kind.
These are tweets from a courtroom.
Yeah, tweeting from a trial. All right, let's hear how David handled that.
You hey, David.
It? Hey, buddy.
How you doing
What's
over
up?
There?
Good, yourself?
Keeping a little quiet in this mix.
A little quiet. I did see, though, a sad day for the Twitterverse. The judge ruled today that no more tweets from the Sterling trial.
Oh!
Wow!
We got that, right?
Jeez.
He's like, why would you tweet from that?
Hello! Boss, the hallway down here. Hello!
All right, so the word that David said rhymes with what?
So in other words, he was saying that V. Stiviana was not allowed to tweet from the trial.
Apparently not.
So whenever the host asks, did we get that, and instead the board op explains why he thinks that maybe you didn't need to get that, is that a good sign? Do you feel confident at that point?
No, not at all. Well, let's hear that one more time.
You hey, David.
It? Hey, buddy.
How you doing over there?
Good, yourself?
Keeping a little quiet in this mix.
A little quiet. I did see, though, a sad day for the Twitterverse. The judge ruled today that no more tweets from the Sterling trial.
Oh! Whoa.
Wow! We got that, right?
Jeez!
It's like, why would you tweet from that?
Hello! I don't know if I've ever heard someone laugh at their own e-break as much either. Usually the guy's trying to duck under the table and just, you know, his face turns red and thinks, God, I can't believe I said that. But Dave cracked himself up there.
He's a brazen guy.
That's pretty awesome. All right, candidate number two. This is a guy who TC is very familiar with. One Jake Kemp.
I've met him.
Is up for an e-break. They were talking about Chandler Parsons, and Jake was so excited. He loves the Mavericks so much that he dropped an S-bomb on the air.
The odds are still heavily against us. But
are you a little surprised it's not the 4-for-60 like we saw with Gordon Hayward? They went 3-for-46?
I'm not really sure. I haven't had a chance to process this this yet. Ooh. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Man, is he fired up or what?
Boy. Process Jake, this yet.
Jake is pretty excited about Chandler Parsons possibly being a Maverick.
I'm not sure. I thought they would have done whatever they could.
And then he tried to act like nothing happened.
Did he say, go ahead? Was that telling the board op to dump it?
I guess
because that was funny.
Yeah,
right after he said it, he goes, go ahead.
Go ahead. Get rid of it. Get rid of it.
I give you my authorization.
Yeah.
No, he had a similar one. He said another dirty word on the Sunday show, and I think that he's establishing a clear pattern of how to deal with this, of like, one, having a tone that suggests this isn't a big deal, guys. We're still doing serious sports.
Surely get rid of it here.
And two, to demand that the board op, like, you need to take care of that. Yeah. I don't need people hearing that.
You know, we do a funny off-air bit of Norm saying something really offensive, and then right after he says it, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. as part of the phrase, almost.
Yeah. So now Jake is falling into that. All right, one more time.
The odds are still heavily against us. But
are you a little surprised it's not the 4 for 60 like we saw with Gordon Hayward? They went 3 for 46?
I'm not really sure. I haven't had a chance to process this this yet. Ooh. Go ahead.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Man, is he fired up or what? Oh, boy.
Process Jake, this yet.
Jake is pretty excited about Chandler Parsons possibly being a Maverick.
I'm not sure.
If yeah, there is anyone who doesn't like, he's in a tough spot this week. It's hard to play under these conditions. I don't, the producing
you're
bad radio.
You're not a big Sean fan, is that what you're saying?
that is not what I was expressing. Oh, okay. There, no. But just to produce a whole show, then immediately go over, I mean, 7 straight hours of radio in any given stretch.
That is tough. Yeah, that is tough. But he's still up for an e-break, as is one Gordon Keith. Now, Junior told us a shocking story of things that he heard on vacation with his own ears. Mm-hmm. And some of them were amazing. One in particular was amazing. And I, you know, we're just throwing in lines. And I said, man, when you heard that, did you drop a stack of dishes that you may have been carrying? Because it was such a shocking comment. Kind of a throwaway comment. I don't even think, well, I guess Junior didn't hear me say it because...
No, I was too involved in my own story.
Yeah. Because Gordon then tries to call back to my little phrase, and this e-break happened.
And this is what I hear this woman say. Marshall is such a slut. He is sleeping with Lori. He is sleeping with Rachel. And he's sleeping with Karen. And when he gets drunk, he says to me, Jenna, I wish you weren't my sister.
What?
Oh.
What?
My gosh.
How wheels off is this Marshall guy?
Dang. What?
And she told the story very proudly, and I just kind of I tripped over something when I heard that and kind of turned around and looked.
Dropped the stack of dishes.
You got a picture?
The upspeak, the farrier who wrestled a donkey, or the sister of the guy who wanted to sleep with
the
her.
The sister. That's the most wheels-off situation. It does sound like you had some sort of audio equipment to pick up some of these conversations.
Yeah, did you have a parabolic mic or
just
something?
Just my super-sensitive hearing.
And I heard George reported that you dropped a load of dishes. Why were you carrying dishes around the hiking trail?
What?
There was a callback that no one remembers.
How? It was like 2 minutes ago.
Junior didn't remember it.
How did you not remember it? I thought it was a funny line that Giorgio had.
Oh. Thanks. Well, we're all back, and we all have great chemistry.
Well, that killed the show.
That did kill the show.
Really well-placed O.
Oh. Oh. All right, so those are your three candidates. David Moore, Young Jake, or Gordo. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to give my David Moore impression, please.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's David Moore. I like the tweet from a downstairs mix-up.
That's not that good.
I didn't think it was that bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal Fox, more and more?
Nope. Mm.
You have my
wrong
full
station.
Support, sir.
Wrong station. Don't support him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the IJB MVP.
The what?
What'd he say?
IJ.
Oh, it's just better.
Yeah.
MVP.
So that's a,
that's a shot
vote
at you.
Yeah, I guess
oh,
it
yeah
is.
Yeah. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, that would be Gordo. And I love you, Musers.
Okay. Thank you.
She kind of messed up there. It's all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, is it Kent Herbeck and Frank Viola?
No, those aren't Kent the twins we were looking for. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
If you consider everything needed for a classic e-break, I believe that the one that has it all is Bushwood Nation's own David Moore.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, is the answer Freddie Pontek?
No. No, for the 13th time. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Ticket FM?
Yep.
Happy Pep Talk Friday to everybody. Hey, this is Mark Bavaro, and Georgia, I just want to make sure that no hard feelings for Susan and I.
Okay. The wrong name.
Have you guys patched it up?
When I was out, did you guys tell that story or something?
No. Okay.
I don't know. Why so many Mark Bavaro references lately?
Quality David Stein reference, too.
Yeah?
That guy is celebrating life through sports today.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, Musers, I'd like to vote for the Vampire Tooth, David Moore, and Jer. No funeral, please.
All right. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Gentlemen, courage, boys. Please have courage next week to nominate the big old daddy for the E-break, but this week I'm going with David Moore.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I think the real question is, who loses? Hooter Brown!
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hello?
Huh?
Hello, I'd like to make a vote.
Yeah,
make a vote.
Make a vote.
So, I want to go fishing. What kind of boat should I make?
He wants to make a boat. No, we're trying to take a vote.
Might
here.
Be the worst joke in E-Break history.
But kind of genius.
I enjoyed it. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Guys, don't cross the
line. No!
Support. Return.
Hello, you're on The Ticket.
Check 1-2, check 1-2. How are you doing today?
Just vote.
David Moore.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Thank God.
David Moore has won the emergency break of the week.
You hey, David.
It? Hey, buddy.
How you doing over there?
Good, yourself?
Keeping a little quiet in this mix.
A little quiet. I did see, though, a sad day for the Twitterverse. The judge ruled today that no more tweets from the Sterling trial.
Whoa! Wow! We got that, right? Jeez! It's like, why would you tweet from that?
Hello!
Boss, the hallway down here. Hello!
All right, I'm going to guess. Is that David's second win?
That is his second win. He ties Jer and Barack Obama.
Okay.
Good company.
Congratulations to David Moore. He can pick up the trophy here in a couple of hours. All right. Up-